Let's get a look at our forecast for today. Philip Pandolfo with the National Weather Service joining us live here as we head under the heat. Once again, a heat advisory out, Niagara, Orleans, and Genesee counties. Philip, exactly how hot are we going to get?
Hi, good morning. So, well, we're looking at another day where temperatures are going to be pretty similar to what they were around this time last week. We'll be getting into the low 90s around much of the Buffalo metro area. Hotter further north, as you mentioned, across Niagara, Orleans, and the northern parts of Genesee County. Heat indices may approach the mid-90s, though. The heat advisory, just low. Those heat indices are low enough that we did not have to add Erie County into that heat advisory.
All right, now, today will be pretty warm, and we know it's getting more humid. What about tomorrow?
Right. So the dry as heat and conditions should help keep the dew points a little bit in check. So we're not looking at oppressive levels of humidity, though. They're definitely going to be climbing into tomorrow, and it is going to help add to those heat indices, though not quite in oppressive territory just yet.
Right. Just yet. Do we reach that point at some point over the next couple of days? And how long will it last? I mean, are we talking about a hot weekend or are we coming back down to earth a little bit?
Right. So thankfully, this stretch of heat and humidity should be pretty short-lived in terms of advisory criteria, heat and humidity. Really only going to be the day Thursday. Now, going into Thursday night, those dew points will climb up a little bit, and we're going to stay pretty warm overnight with low temperatures really only in the mid-70s. So it's going to be a muggy night Thursday night, and that's right ahead of a cold front. Now, that cold front will get here on Friday, bring us numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms as well, but it'll help knock down the temperatures and humidity levels as well.
Okay, well, short-lived, I think we can handle that. Philip, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Philip Pandolfo, meteorologist at the National Weather Service.